So welcome to this exercise on exploring your submodalities. We're going to explore visual, auditory and kinesthetic submodalities of some experience that you've had, an experience that had good feelings about it. So think of some event that you still remember very clearly. And when you think of that event, just notice the picture of this event that you have inside you. What size is this picture? And where is this picture placed? Is it close to you or far away? Is it placed up, down, left, right, or in the middle? Does the picture have colors, or is it in black and white? Is it sharp or blurry? And is there movement, or like a film, or is it more a still picture? Is it like a photo of two-dimensional or three-dimensional with depth? And is there some kind of frame around the picture, or is it what we call panoramic, like endless? And do you see yourself in the picture? We call this dissociated, when we see our own body in the picture. Or are you associated, meaning that you're in the picture and can perhaps see your hand doing something? And let's explore the auditory submodalities. Just notice if there's any sound when you think of this event. And where does the sound come from which side? And are there any words? And where do they come from? Where does the voice saying these words come from? And this voice, if there's a voice, is that your own voice or somebody else's? And if it is your own voice, what age has this voice got? And notice the volume of the sounds. And also notice if there's a rhythm, constant sounds, or if it's interrupted on off. And whether you would describe it as mono or stereo. And now let's explore a little about the kinesthetic submodalities. When you think of this event, just notice the feelings you have in your body. Where in your body do you feel this? And how would you describe the feeling? Does it have any temperature, any size? How is the intensity of the feeling? And is it constant or on-off? And is there any movement? And is there any change in the movement? And if there is, what is the speed of the change? So this was a little exercise on how to notice not so much what you're thinking of, but how you're thinking about it. And for the next few days, you may start noticing how you think about the things you're thinking about.